You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. On Wednesday's Reality Radio, morning show host Joel Karnick spoke with Shawamigan cross-country coach Mary Patterson about how the girls' team did over at their meet in Spencer on Tuesday evening.
We went to Spencer last night, and all the kids, all the programs, we did an amazing job down there. Our middle school boys and high school boys got second place, and our high school girls and middle school girls both got first place. And we had some outstanding races by all of our kids, boys and girls. And for the high school girls, just a huge meet. Haley Bodo won the meet with an excellent time. I believe it was at like a 2012, 2014, her best 5K race ever. So that got us going with the number one. And then Addie Boblick was fifth. Maddie Ernst was sixth. And then Mallory was right behind her.
Mallory Smith,
so we took a 5, 6, 7. And then Vanessa Schmidt, our fifth runner, she's really figuring it out now, and she's coming along, and she ended up in 16th place, which sealed the deal for us, beating a very tough, strong, competitive Medford team.
This Saturday, September 27th, over at the Butternut School, from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., Ruby's Pantry is having their next distribution. The line starts at the corner of Wisconsin Avenue and 4th Street, and you will receive share numbers there, so please have your $25 cash donation per share ready. And please be sure to have your trunk empty. For a $25 cash donation, you receive approximately 65 pounds of food. Everyone is welcome. Once again, Ruby's Pantry is hosting their next distribution this Saturday, September 27th, at the Butternut School from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany is officially running for governor of Wisconsin. Isabella Nieto reports.
Tiffany announced his bid for the top state seat on Tuesday and launched his campaign Wednesday night at the Peterson Barn in Wausau. Tiffany, who currently represents Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, pledged to serve out his term in Congress, but says he's ready for a new chapter.
I have a record of results. I have the common sense values that we all share. And I will give you the leadership you deserve.
In his speech, Tiffany spoke about his upbringing on a dairy farm, saying it taught him the value of hard work and budgeting.
And there are no excuses on the farm. You pick up the shovel, you pick up the pitchfork, and you go to work.
He criticized Governor Tony Evers and Democratic leadership in Madison, saying the Wisconsin dream is, quote, slipping away.
Farms are failing. Factories are closing. Our educational system here in Wisconsin has now fallen behind Mississippi. That's not the Wisconsin that we know.
Tiffany laid out key priorities if elected governor, including cutting taxes, expanding school choice, supporting law enforcement, and restoring what he calls Wisconsin values. He also promised to freeze property taxes and eliminate what he called Evers' 400-year tax increase.
It's dead, day one. Then day one, it's gone.
Tiffany faces Josh Showman, the county executive of Washington County, and Bill Berrien, a Milwaukee manufacturing CEO, in the Republican primary. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation would like to remind parents and guardians to make sure you have the proper seat for your child by following some age and weight guidelines. Rear-facing car seats with harness should be used until children are 1 year old and weigh 20 pounds. A forward-facing car seat with a harness should be used until children are 4 years old and weigh 40 pounds, while a booster seat should be until children are 8 years old or weigh 80 pounds, or are 4'9". Keep children in booster seats until they are big enough to fit in a seatbelt properly. Seat lap belts must lie snugly across the upper thighs and not the stomach. The shoulder belt should lie snugly across the shoulder and chest and not across the neck or face. Keep children in the backseat until at least through age 12. You can find more resources at wisconsindot.gov. Tuesday, October 7th at 5:30 p.m., it's Trivia Night at the Minocqua Public Library. This is for adults and is free for everyone with no registration required. Bring a team or join a team for 4 rounds of 20 questions with prizes for the winning team. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, October 7th at 5:30 p.m. over at the Minocqua Public Library. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is trying to bring back the division of the 988 crisis line that was specifically for LGBTQ+ people after the Trump administration shut it down in July. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
A spokesperson in the Trump administration said they'll no longer, quote, silo LGBT+ youth services, end quote, leaving out the T for trans folks. But young queer people face disproportionately high rates of mental illness and suicide. According to the Trevor Project, 39% of queer young people considered suicide in the last year, and those numbers are higher for trans and non-binary people. 46% of them seriously considered ending their lives. Baldwin led the charge to get the specialized LGBTQ line.
We wanted to make sure that there were specialized services available so that somebody calling in crisis, somebody considering suicide, would be having their calls answered by somebody who understands their journey and can listen and help without judgment.
Of course, anybody can call the regular 988 line, but the specialized line had people prepared to deal with the specific stigma and struggles of being in the LGBTQ community. While the Trump administration said they would no longer separate services for queer people, there is another separate line specifically for veterans. They often face higher rates of mental illness, too. Now, Baldwin has introduced a new bill that would codify the specialized line.
Donald Trump took away this specialized lifeline for no good reason. I'm fighting to both restore the funding, but also make sure that we put it into law so that this president or future presidents can't take it away in the future.
Before it was shut down, the Press 3 line got 70,000 calls each month. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The boys are back in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the Cincinnati Reds. In the final weekend of the regular season, Quinn Priester on the mound for Milwaukee. They've won 19 games in a row whenever he's pitched. Third baseman, Caleb Durbin.
There's something about just the way he looks, the way he composes himself, body language. It's easy to feed off of as far as playing defense behind him, but I think that's why he's so successful out there right now, is he's just competing like a bulldog, and it's easy to tell.
NFL, the Packers play the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football, but Dallas will be without their top wide receiver, CeeDee Lamb, out the next 3 to 4 weeks with a high ankle sprain. Xavier McKinney.
You know, he's a playmaker on the offense, and he's one of the, you know, the best players that they have on their team. So obviously, you know, him not being out there is going to have an effect. But I think they're still going to run a lot of, you know, what they usually run. And this is going to be a next man up type of mentality.
That's the Packers safety, Xavier McKinney, with sports on Mike Clemens.
Imagine you were part of a hit TV show and the line from the show that fans quote when they see you involves yelling no, no in your face. That is what life has been like for former The Office showrunner Paul Lieberstein. The yelling is in reference to Lieberstein's character Toby, who returns to work much to the dismay of his adversary Michael Scott, played by Steve Carell, who shouts no, no in Toby's face. It's worth a Google. The writer-actor recently spoke at the Paley Museum about its new exhibit for The Office. During his appearance, Lieberstein mentioned the new spinoff, The Paper, He is one of the writers on the new show and said he would be open to appearing on the show as an actor if it made sense. At the moment, Oscar Nunez, who played Oscar, is the only cast member from The Office on the paper. I've seen the pilot of the paper, and here's my advice. Bring back all The Office characters. In Nepo Baby news, Sawyer Spielberg, yes, relation, has signed on to play the lead in a new film called Once Upon a Time in Hell's Kitchen, according to Variety. The film is based on Colin Broderick's book of the same name. The young Spielberg most recently appeared in Materialists opposite Dakota Johnson and Pedro Pascal. The 33-year-old actor is the son of director Steven Spielberg and actress Kate Capshaw and will also executive produce the project. For what it's worth, he is a well-trained actor, but I'm sure the last name has opened a few doors. It took a screwball comedy to bring the hilarious Rick Moranis out of retirement. The Honey, I Shrunk the Kids star has announced that he will be part of Spaceballs 2, where he will reprise his role as Dark Lord Helmet in the sequel to the 1987 original. According to Variety, Amazon MGM Studios has announced that production is underway and the film should hit theaters in 2027. Better Spaceballs 2 for a comeback than another Honey, I Shrunk sequel. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. Could see a little fog overnight. Our low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, it's 45.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.